Hello, welcome to your Daily Grace by Timothy Wilder. Foundations, Episode 92, Fruit of the Spirit. Spirit-produced life versus self-effort. When Paul lists the works of the flesh, he is not simply describing outward sins. He is revealing what grows naturally when we rely on ourselves. He writes, "The works of the flesh are evident: sexual immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, fits of anger, rivalries, dissensions, divisions, envy, drunkenness, orgies, and things like these." Galatians 5:19-21. It's a sobering list, not because it is shocking, but because it is familiar. These are the things that appear when the flesh is in charge. They are the fruit of self-effort, the harvest of a life lived apart from the Spirit. I've seen this pattern in my own life. Whenever I try to produce righteousness through discipline alone, something tightens inside me. Pressure builds, frustration rises, and eventually, the flesh shows itself, not always in dramatic ways, but in subtle ones. Irritation, impatience, defensiveness, comparison. The flesh has many faces, and most of them look ordinary, but they all reveal the same truth. Self-effort cannot produce spiritual life. Paul understood this struggle intimately. He writes, "For I do not do what I want, but I do the very thing I hate." Romans 7:15. His words feel painfully familiar. They describe the inner conflict of someone trying to obey God through sheer willpower. The desire is real, but the ability is missing. The flesh cannot produce what the Spirit alone gives. Every time I've tried to fix myself, I've ended up in the same place Paul describes, doing the very thing I didn't want to do. This is why Paul contrasts two ways of living so sharply. "You also have died to the law through the body of Christ, in order that we may bear fruit for God. But now we are released from the law, so that we serve in the new way of the Spirit, and not in the old way of the written code." Romans 7:4-6. The old way, the way of self-effort, produces works of the flesh. The new way, the way of the Spirit, produces fruit. The law can command fruit, but it cannot create it. The flesh can imitate fruit, but it cannot sustain it. Only the Spirit gives life. This is why Paul confronts the Galatians so directly. "Having begun by the Spirit, are you now being perfected by the flesh?" Galatians 3:3. It's a question that exposes the quiet temptation we all face, to start with grace but continue by effort, to begin with the Spirit but drift back to self-reliance, to treat fruit as a goal rather than a gift. Whenever I slip into that mindset, the works of the flesh begin to reappear, not because I want them, but because the flesh is all self-effort can produce. Jeremiah paints this contrast with striking imagery. "Cursed is the man who trusts in man and makes flesh his strength. He is like a shrub in the desert. But blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord. He is like a tree planted by water and does not cease to bear fruit." Jeremiah 17:5-8. Two trees, two sources, two outcomes. One withers because it draws from the flesh. The other flourishes because it draws from the Spirit. Fruit is not about trying harder. It is about where you are rooted. The works of the flesh and the fruit of the Spirit are not competing lists. They are competing sources. One grows from self-effort, the other grows from the Spirit's life. One drains, the other nourishes. One frustrates, the other transforms. The difference is not in the effort, but in the source. Thanks for listening. If you are being fed and/or uplifted by these messages, we encourage you to like, comment, share, and subscribe. These things help us spread the message of grace.